Back on Regional Radio, and we're now joined by a former Dream Teamer who just signed with Missouri Western for football. We're talking with Cole Ziegler, who's going to be a wide receiver at the college level now. Cole, congratulations. We were just talking a little bit before. The decision came a little bit late in the process. You're back and forth. So what finally got you over the hump and drew you to Missouri Western?
So I went to Missouri Western on a visit and visit the campus. I talked to Coach Ozer and Coach St. Louis, which are coaches at Missouri Western, and they just invited me over to look at the campus, and I really got to get a real feel for about everything. I met the coaches, some players, and, you know, some really nice people over there, and they really made me feel warm and feel like I was at home, and, you know, I really appreciate them giving me the opportunity to come and visit, and I couldn't thank them enough.
Now, another player that we've talked to a couple times about going to Missouri Western from the local area is Farmington's Tyson Gray. And did he play a factor in your decision to go there at all? Did he kind of recruit you a little bit?
See, I really didn't talk to him about anything. I just saw on social media, of course, that he committed to them. And, you know, I didn't even expect to be teammates with him because this is, once again, a last-minute decision. So what a coincidence. No, he's a great athlete, and I'm very happy to be teammates with him, even though we're rivalries, you know. We're roommates as well, so it's going to be good to get to know him, and he seems like a really nice kid.
Yeah, you mentioned that to me before as well. You're not just going to be teammates, but you're going to be roommates as well, so I imagine maybe sharing some car rides to and from Missouri Western, too, definitely. So you're going to get to know each other pretty well.
Definitely. Yeah, we're going to do shuttle runs back and forth, so it should be good.
Talk about the team and the system they run. You're going to be a wide receiver there, and we were saying before, they're going to be incorporating some more passing in their offense as the years go along, and they also run some things a little bit similar to what you guys have done at North County.
Yeah, so whenever I went on the visit, they told me it was going to be like a 50-50, so they're going to do 50% running, 50% passing. So as far as that, I don't know too much information because, you know, they don't want to give it all out. So I'm really looking forward to seeing what, you know, is in store there, and as me being a receiver, of course, again, hopefully I can transition from high school to college and hopefully get used to it.
What are some things you think you would need to improve upon in your game so you can find success making the transition from high school to college?
Definitely, you know, getting bigger in the off season, working hard and getting to know the playbook really well and learn the new routes and stuff, and just working on my speed and agility and getting to know the receivers, receiving coaches, and, you know, work with them.
And now you're involved in other sports too. I believe baseball you have coming up just this spring. Are you looking forward to just focusing on one sport now moving forward?
No, I got to still play baseball. You know, I made a commitment with Coach McClain, and he's a really great guy, and I love baseball. I've been playing it since I was a little bitty guy, and I'm not just going to give it up just because I committed to football. You know, I still got a heart for baseball in there, and I'm actually doing track as well, so dual sporting. Mm-hmm. So, no, I'm not going to just give it up just because I already committed. You know, I'm still going to finish out this year and finish those sports, and then, you know, football season will come.
You're majoring in criminal justice, and while you're not 100% sure what you want to do in that field yet, we were talking before, you know, your options are wide open, but you have a few things in mind.
Yeah, so right now I want to be a state trooper, so that's what I want to go study in, criminal justice, and, you know, I've always had that second option, which is being a U.S. Marshal, which is federal. So, you know, it's really undecided, but I want to do one of those two.
And is there anyone you want to thank for helping you get to this point in your career, you know, making it to the college level?
Definitely. I gotta thank my mom. You know, she raised me as a single parent. You know, I lost my father when I was really young, and she was my she's pretty much my father and mother. You know, she did an amazing job raising me, and she's the strongest woman I probably ever met in my entire life. She actually taught me how to throw a football and catch a football, so I actually got to thank her for that, too. You know, she really got me to where I'm at, and I can't thank her enough for all she's done. She sacrificed so much just to make my life good because, you know, she grew up not having the best life. She lost a lot of people in her life, and I just got to thank her enough because, you know, she's a really good mom, and I appreciate her having her in my life.
She raised a great young man. Cole, thanks a lot for your time.
Hey,
best of luck
you.
Moving forward.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Cole Ziegler joining us on Regional Radio.